Testing in the House Chamber, Legislative Day 161.
The House will come to order. Members will take their seats. Visitors will retire from the chamber. The Sergeant at Arms will close the doors. Members and visitors will please silence all electronic devices. The prayer will be offered by Representative John. Members and visitors in the gallery will please stand for the prayer and remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance. Representative John, you're recognized.
Thank you, Madam Speaker, and happy Thanksgiving to all. At this unique early morning session of the North Carolina House of Representatives on Thanksgiving Day, and in recognition and gratitude for the great people, dedicated public servants, and splendid natural gifts of our state, let us bow our heads and hearts in grateful prayer, using the words of President John F. Kennedy, also offered on Thanksgiving Day many years ago. Let us therefore proclaim our gratitude to Providence for manifold blessings. Let us be humbly thankful for inherited ideals. And let us resolve to share those blessings and those ideals with our fellow human beings throughout the world. On this day of thanks, let us gather in sanctuaries dedicated to worship and in homes blessed by family affection to express our gratitude for the glorious gifts of God. And let us earnestly and humbly pray that He will continue to guide and sustain us in the great unfinished tasks of achieving peace, justice, and understanding among all men and nations, and of ending misery and suffering wherever they exist. So, Lord, in the spirit of the words of President Kennedy, we humbly ask that you look kindly upon us and receive our heartfelt gratitude in this time of giving thanks. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Chair takes a moment of personal privilege to wish everyone a happy Thanksgiving and to thank all the staff, the Sergeant at Arms, and everyone, including our representatives, who have come in to make sure that the people's business continues, even though it is a holiday. Happy Thanksgiving. Representative Finney is recognized.
Madam Speaker, the journal for November the 22nd has been examined and found to be correct. I move that it be approved as written.
Representative Penny moves that the journal for November 22nd be approved as written. Those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it and the journal is approved as written. Chapter bills will be noted. Mr. Clerk, the Speaker appoints the following conferees on House Bill 110, Landlord Submission of Hope Application. Chair, Representative Hoenig, Representative Hardister, Representative Bowles. The Senate is so notified. Speaker appoints the following conferees on Senate Bill 336, Condo Act, Restitution, Market Time Change. Representative Stevens will chair, Representative Davis, and Representative Zachary. Senate is so notified. Mr. Clerk, the Speaker dismisses the conferees for House Bill 334, Jobs, Grants, and Tax Relief, and appoints the following new conferees. Chair, Representative Sane and Destin Hall. The Senate is so notified. Notices and announcements. Seeing none, Representative Penny is recognized. I'm sorry, I have left out one that I needed to include as well. Senate Bill 473, second edition, engrossed 5621, House Committee substitute favorable 62221, enhanced local government transparency, withdrawn from Judiciary 1 and referred to Rules. Representative Penny.
Madam Speaker, I move that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, November the 29th at 3 p.m., subject to the standard stipulations set forth in Rule 15.1.
Representative Penny, seconded by Representative John, that the House do now adjourn to reconvene Monday, November the 29th at 3 p.m. Those in favor will say, according to the standard stipulation set forth in Rule 15.1, those in favor will say aye. Those opposed, no. The ayes have it, and the House stands adjourned.